Dr. Mark Harvey is with us from Te Putangi Mā Tauranga. And Mark brings an expert insight, in fact, to growing concerns over proposals to abolish the Ministry of the Environment and highlighting why a strong independent agency is essential for protecting our nation's culture natural and cultural future. Thank you for joining us on the program, Mark. Tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā. Welcome to Wāte.
Ata Maria, Dale.
Kia ora. The Ministry of the Environment. Oh, it's a dog. Let's get rid of that one because the environment doesn't matter. Well, that's the message that seems to be going out. We just had an interesting discussion too, Mark, with Russell Spratt about the 9,000 PSA jobs or public service jobs that are on the chopping block. The Ministry of the Environment, another, but it's not the only ministry. Might we start, please, Mark, with what you see as the biggest risks if the Ministry for the Environment is either weakened or removed?
Well, currently it's like our biggest kind of checks and balances as a government agency to the government's environment approaches, things like climate change, resource management. It also helps with instilling te tiriti in these spaces. It provides a voice for Māori, even though there are other voices, but it's an essential one in regards to te taiao. And so, yeah, it's a largely unseen role that it plays, but an essential one, because without it, you know, it's another lever that government is, you know, setting up to do what it does with its colonial capitalist agenda, basically, to do what it likes for big business, to remove Māori voices, and any possibility of instilling te tiriti through these spaces.
Thank you. You sound like me. That's sort of what I would say as well, mate. It's the Ministry of the Environment. Of course, all growth, all development, all mining, etc., there are caveats and veto opportunities that exist via the treaty for Māori interests, but environmental concerns as well have a right to be raised. So anything that appears to be standing in the way of fast tracking and development appears to be on the chopping block, and the Ministry of the Environment, another of them. Why is it important for our nation to have an independent body, especially focusing on environmental protection, from your read, Mark?
Well, I mean, you know, te taiao, it isn't separate to us, right? But we need to have an advocate for that. You know, like we have a Ministry of Women's Affairs, in theory, with this government. We have a Ministry of Māori Affairs, in theory. You know, te taiao is another aspect of our lives that needs to be represented. Without this, the new ministry, it has a business kind of focus. I understand transport focus. Te taiao becomes subsumed into the kind of business rationale market rationale that this government has that puts te taiao separately to everything else as an extra part of this bigger kind of capitalist imperative of serving people individually rather than allowing the environment to speak for itself in a sense. I'm not saying the Ministry of Environment is perfect, of course it could. I think it could be developed even more in relation to Māori interests and the rights of the environment, big time, and instilling te tiriti. But doing this is the opposite of what it needs. Basically.
Well,
another thing.
Stage is yours.
So another aspect of all this is that there's no iwi hapu consultation in any meaningful way whatsoever into these changes. And so, you know, it's another example of removing te oranga, te aratanga in the whole process of all the government reforms at the moment. You know, there's nearly, I think, about 70 acts of legislation that the government is changing and taking te tiriti out of. And this adds to that, in our view, with by taking away the environment as its own ministry, we lessen the chance of of Te Tiriti being honoured in this space. You know, it just becomes another second or third kind of tier factor if we're lucky.
Well, it does contravene my gut feeling, but I'm not a lawyer, that we do have some legal rights, Māori, and of course we've always prided ourselves as a nation on our environmental kaitiakitanga, but by removing these eco-cultural barriers, that seems to be the driver for what we can only consider to be a populist right government, and more reason for us to be mindful of which way we use our tick come November 7. The vehicles to oppose these changes as they surface, I mean, we've already been belted around, Māori, on the RMA, which at one stage felt like it was the only vehicle that we had to challenge development proposals. It was there because of our treaty rights. And now seeing these rights eroded, likewise with the disestablishment of the Ministry of the Environment. I mean, it all seems to be heading in one concerning direction. You get the feeling, eh, Mark?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we look at history and histories in our country and histories of colonial capitalism. It's reverting back to overt mechanisms in which to take away the rights of nature and of tanga whenua all over the whenua around, you know, the right of kaitiakitanga for Māori. Yeah, and add to this, I think, too, is how, the government, with its reforms, its replacement of the RMA, I'm not saying the RMA was perfect, because I think that had been watered down over the years, too, quite significantly, like, for instance, private land rights, those kinds of ideas. But you've got legislation that looks at credits for nature as well, and so all the mechanisms are turned into business. And turning to taiō into business, tools to make money from, to profit from as individuals. And it will benefit, you know, wealthier farmers who are not Māori. It will benefit international corporations more than anyone. Yeah, same pattern that we're seeing, just as you're mentioning, Dale. Yeah. So, we've got a lot of work to do to undo it all. Vote in November.
That's the way. And it seems sometimes that as we change representation, most of the time in the 3 years that are at hand are spent undoing what the previous lot have done, and vice versa when there's a change of government. It is frustrating. I mean, as Māori, we'll arc up and we will. We'll march, we'll protest. Some will do time. For our convictions, what sort of regard action are you anticipating from environmentalists, or do you think that there are other concerns as well? I mean, even the name, the Ministry for the Environment, seems a bit whakahihi, doesn't it? We should all carry this genuine sense of kaitiakitanga to papatu anuku. What sort of regard action are you anticipating from, not the Greens politically, but from people on the street and people who walk the land to these proposed changes, Mark?
That's a good question. I mean, I haven't got my ears to the ground just yet on this stuff myself, but I do follow what's going on in Tautoko. Good question. There'll be protests. This government won't listen. I think that the next tool is to really encourage the politicians who oppose this to stand up, to actually, like, literally, you know, really go for it in terms of policy making that undoes this, that really entrenches Te Tiriti really solidly. And I think it the main opposition party, I think, needs to seriously step up around this. And, you know, carry us along with a vision of undoing all this stuff. And some people don't necessarily like this term, but, eco-populism could be an approach, Māori eco-populism, where we really go for it in terms of making radical changes, which are not actually radical to me or to many of us, I'm sure, to our listeners. where Tino Rangatira Tana is at the heart of any new legislation, and Te Tiriti is emboldened. Te Tai has its own voice, reinstatement of the ministry. I think they should do a bill that undoes the last 3 years of bills. I know that'd be really hard, but and crazy, but I think it's possible. You know, we have got our memories of what we had before and where we could go. You know, we had, a lot of us had goals around that. A lot of us were critiquing aspects of the last government and what else they could do in these areas. And I believe, you know, if we listen to our experts out there, if we listen to iwi hapu, you know, tangata whenua, we can actually achieve some things. I'm not trying to campaign for government myself, but I'm putting this out as a challenge to all the politicians out there listening right now, that you know, we've got to make some, you know, really significant reversals and improvements on what there was before through legislation in the next term, and they should flag it before the election as well. Yeah.
Wonderful having a cordial with you, Mark. Thank you. Thanks for sharing perspectives with us. And you know,
awesome.
We're all concerned about the tile. We must be. Otherwise, you know, it's scorched earth living in. We treasure what we have, and we need to protect it. I thank you for your time, Mark. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. And ka pai te rā. And I just, you know, moving forward, I hope that we all keep together and work together and try and find solutions around this. Change, you know, vote in November.
Good on you, Mark. Nice talking with you today. Thank you. Ngā mihi.